24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can't do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.
Hello and welcome to the Seeker of Vibe show. You're listening to your host, Valerie A. Campbell. And Vibe is an acronym for vision, intention, belief, and expectation. And you know, I love to talk about love and dating and relationships, enhancing relationships. And Vibe is a short for the word vibration. So what's your vibration saying right now? How do you know what sort of vibration you're sending out? Well, all you need to do is think about how you feel. And like I always say, if you're thinking negative thoughts, then change what you're thinking. And you'll know you're thinking negatively because you don't feel good. Okay, your feelings serve as an emotional barometer. So to get yourself right back into alignment, focus on what you do want. Ask yourself, what do I want? To get yourself straight back into alignment so that you will attract the good that you deserve. And it's always a pleasure to do this radio show every single week. And today I just wanted to share my unique selling point, as it were, from a lot of coaches out there that are in the dating and relationship field. And my unique selling point, or the thought that I like to focus in on, is that there is no such thing as Mr. Right and there is no such thing as Mr. Wrong. There is only your perspective. So with your permission, I would like to talk about that this evening in London at 6:28 p.m. Now, when I received this message that there is no Mr. Right and no Mr. Wrong, I had not too long written my first book, She's Got That Vibe, under the direction of, at the time, what I referred to as the voice. And the voice was that of the spirit that dwells within each and every one of us. And under that teaching, or under the guidance of that spirit, I wrote the book She's Got That Vibe, which spells out some real home truths. And really, I wrote it for the edification of women in dating. It also includes the perspective of looking at dating through the eyes of the law of attraction, that you attract who you are and not what you want. So in my desire to reach many women on the concepts in the book, I knew that it was important to really stand out in the marketplace. So one day I sat quietly on the edge of my bed and I asked the voice, I asked the spirit, what is my unique selling point? How do I make myself stand out from all the other coaches out there teaching on issues around spirituality and breakups and feminine energy and self-esteem in the field of dating? And this was an area in which I most needed to learn. This was an area in which I found that I was heading towards seeking as much information as I could as possible, because personally I was having a lot of trouble in that area, a lot of challenges in that area. And you know what they say? They say that you tend to end up teaching in the industry or in the area in which you most needed to learn. Hence the reason why I educate on this subject. And it's really good to take time out and to just sit down with your spirit and ask important questions. You know, we're living in this, in a world that it's all about being busy, 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 productive, 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 productive. And it seems almost as if it goes against the grain to do the opposite of that. But, you know, I really believe in God's word, and God's word says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all things will be added unto you. And in obedience to that law, that's why I sat down and asked the Holy Spirit for direction. And as I pondered deeply, the voice, which I recognized because by that time I'd actually become quite sensitive to the voice of the Holy Spirit. I was accustomed to getting myself in a still mood, into a place of stillness and an air of expectancy to hear answers. You know, the Bible tells us, let him who have ears hear. And so while I sat there, just kind of reflecting and meditating on those questions, the voice intervened softly, reminding me that there is no difference between right and wrong in terms of perspectives. And I remember thinking, well, what has that got to do with dating? What was I missing? Then the penny suddenly dropped. And of course, I realized that there is no difference between Mr. Right and wrong. You know, whilst the media were teaching how to get your Mr. Right, I was to speak truth, God's truth, and say that there is no such thing. You see, despite what you've been told, there is no such thing as Mr. Right and Mr. Wrong, because energetically speaking, and this is why I always talk about vibrations, you can never attract more than how you feel about yourself. You can never attract beyond the perception that you have of yourself. You will always energetically attract your perfect match. However, sadly, many women are unaware of this. Sadly, many women are unaware of this, and they simply do not know how to stop the cycle of what they're not attracting. And so this truth forms the basis of my coaching. You know, we attract who we are, not what we want. And even when you think about it, if you deem him Mr. Wrong, you have inadvertently judged yourself as Ms. Wrong. And if you deem him Mr. Right, then you are not then Miss Right. You see, you draw to you what you see through your perspective. And that's why we can relate to the phrase, one man's food is another man's poison. You see, it's all to do with your perspective. And if you're not happy with what you're attracting, then you have to change. You see, your perspective determines how you see. And it is us that gives meaning to what we see. It's our interpretation of that person, that man or that woman, that determines whether they are in fact a match or not to the way that we want to feel. So your interpretation is based on your perception of yourself. It can be changed. Therefore, your results. One woman's interpretation makes him see him as her Mr. Right, well, it's another Mr. Wrong, right? We can relate to that. So it's all based on how you view it from within your glass. Now, when you understand this, you live at cause of what you're attracting. When you can actually say to yourself, I am the one that's attracting that. That is my result. Not that it's happening to you, because then when you say that, you actually place yourself as, I am a victim, and you're not a victim, okay? When you can say, I am the cause and that is the effect, then you're onto something. Because saying that actually is empowering, because if you're the cause, then there's something that you can change. There's something about your perspective, your perception, that you have the power to change. So let's look at you. When we look at you, we know you can't attract more than how you feel about yourself. So let's just sit in that for a moment. You can't attract beyond your perception of self. So let's look at how you feel about yourself deep down. If you don't like what you're attracting, ask yourself, do I feel worthy? Do I feel really good about myself? Because if you don't feel really good about yourself, you will attract to you what is familiar, what you're comfortable with, what's in your comfort zone. So, for example, if you're familiar with abuse, you will attract it. Unless you grow to a place of awareness where you consciously remove that belief. And you move to a place where you become comfortable with greater than that. So you literally open your paradigm to another possibility and you start to treat yourself better on a higher level. Therefore, what you will then attract is in alignment with that. You see, the first step is to actually want to change, and then to second of all, to have an awareness of what it is that's causing you to attract perhaps aspects in a certain behavior or a pattern that you've noticed that you want to break. And so in my new book, which will be released in May in Manhattan, on the 30th and the 30th of May, it's entitled The Difference. And in it, it includes, I speak about an experience that I had, which I call the NDBRW method, which basically stands for there is no difference between right and wrong. And I know that sounds really far-fetched, but I'm talking about perspectives here. Because when you really think about it, a perspective is just a slice of the whole. And if you cannot see the whole, how can you then see the truth? Yes? And so I break down in the book how you can use that as a methodology or a filter to free yourself in a plethora of ways in terms of breaking down belief patterns within yourself so that you can attract your ideal match. And it was actually this method, the NDBRW, no difference between right and wrong method, that gave rise to my unique vibes formula. So you heard me introduce it at the beginning of the show, vision, intention, belief and expectation, which is in effect a unique proven program that I use, that I help women to become the perfect match to the type of man that they want to attract. And when you actually change these attributes, your vision, your intention, your belief and your expectations, when you change these attributes, that's when on the outside everything changes. So remember I said, talked about cause and effect. So it's no different from perhaps you go to the doctor with a set of symptoms. Okay. Now a holistic doctor will look at you and say, all right, let's find out what the cause of that is. Yes. What's the cause? You know, not like some doctors who just want to give you medication for the symptoms and send you packing. No, what is the cause? Okay, so most often, what I've found through my experience is that the cause is in your vision, your intention, your beliefs, and your expectations. And that's where I start with, hence the formula, the vibes formula. And you have to realize that in any relationship, you are the most important person. And if you're not happy with the opinion that you have of yourself, think about it. How then do you expect someone to be truly happy with you in a relationship? If you're not happy being with yourself, how do you then expect another person to be happy with you? And it's really important that you see yourself as God sees you. Okay, and make no apologies for that. You know, in the Bible, and I root my identity in this, God created me as an original. He created you as an original. There's no one like you. You are unique. There is absolutely no rival to your uniqueness. And you know, anything that is unique or rare has a very high value on it. When God stamped you, he said that you are enough. He stamped you with his seal of approval and created you with everything that you need within you and set you on this planet as a seed, a spiritual being having a human experience. And then we adopt the negativity of this world that clouds us, clouds our vision, preventing us from seeing who we are. So the Vibes formula helps you to correct the vision you have of yourself and face up to who you are and your authentic desires, which stems from the gifts that God has placed within you. The NDBRW method allows you to let go of the mask you present to the world, and it allows you to simply get intimate with you and to connect with you again. You know, when you fall short of your authenticity, as it were, you lose who you intrinsically are. And when you think about it, that is your footprint. That is what makes you you. And if you don't know who you are, you're going to end up hiding behind a mask. And what is ultimately being predestined for you in terms of relationship, you won't be in alignment to receive it. So before you go to bed this evening, I want you to ask yourself, who am I? What is it that I truly want? How do I want to feel in a relationship, whether you're in a relationship or not? Just keep pressing forward, because ultimately you want to feel loved. Everyone wants to feel loved. Therefore, make yourself visible. Make it visible. Take it out. Put it out there. Put it out there in the atmosphere. Be in love with yourself, and you will attract in the lightness of that. So don't be afraid to voice it, to own it, to wear it, to be it. Remember, you attract who you are. You polarize and then you magnetize. What do I mean by that? So I see myself as a queen. I see myself as a walking trophy. And because of the way that I carry myself, there's certain men that won't even step to me. Or if they do, they bounce off like a ball, right? Because they're simply just not going to get through. However, there's the other category of man who believes, I think that I can step. I can step up here. I think that I'm a match to this woman. And so therefore, they then feel confident in entering into my space. That's what polarization is, you see. You'll get some of the oddballs now and again, but ultimately, as you change your vibration, which is based on the thoughts and feelings that you have of yourself, you will start to attract higher quality people, not just men around you, but higher quality people. So you need to learn to be bold. And that's just by making a decision. I am bold and walking in the energy of that. and being brave and assertive. And in doing so, you will attract what is for you and repel what is not. That is polarization. So as part of you attaining vision, take control of the part of your life that you can control and start to rein in your thoughts. Start to be disciplined with your thoughts and focus on what you would have expand in your life. So don't embrace feeling small and make comfortable another person's inadequacy. You know, how often do we do that? Or are susceptible to that? We try to make ourselves small so that another person can fit in. No, don't you dare dim your light to fit the judgment of another. Don't rob yourself of reaching your highest potential. And that's what the V is in the formula, the vision. This is about not being blind to you, who you are. And this is about opening your eyes, okay? So that you can achieve the highest potential of yourself. Because look, life is a passing dream. So why not choose to shine at your brightness? Choose happiness. And when you've freed yourself of the opinion of others, you are free indeed. One of the topics that I love to talk about, because I think that it's not spoken enough, is that your feelings are your voice. Your feelings are your voice. You know, we have this expression, speak your mind. And I think in the main, we see this with masculine energy. You know, like men are very analytical. They speak with their mind. They speak from their mind. However, for us women, I think the expression should be more from we speak our feelings. I think it's more in keeping with the nurturing aspect of our femininity, but what with women's lib and a lot of the other movements out there, it's almost like it's robbed us of our femininity and is pushing us in the direction of embracing masculinity. But when you really think about it, to speak your feelings is to speak your heart. When you think and feel, think and then feel, your feelings are your voice. Have you ever had a conversation and you might be saying one thing with your mouth, but then your heart will be saying da 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 da. In other words, it's totally out of alignment, okay? Because your feelings are a language and your feelings are the truth. That's the part that you hide from the world, okay? But that's the part also that you cannot hide. You cannot hide it from God in his universe. You cannot hide no matter your color, your race, your culture, your creed, whether you're deaf or dumb, rich or poor, even if you live under a rock, we all have feelings. That's your true authentic voice. And it's this that God responds to, the vibration, the energy in motion. That's what you project out to the world. And it's this that is responded to by God's universe. That's why I say you attract who you are, not what you want. Who you are is your feelings is your truth. You see, the way that I was raised, I was literally trained to suppress my feelings, to not let my feelings have a voice. And so when I grew up in that environment and eventually into an adult, I was constantly out of alignment as I never expressed verbally how I felt. And so as an adult, it didn't serve me to not suppress what I really felt. How could it? In my youth, I was taught that my feelings were of no value. that they weren't valid. I was taught essentially that my voice wasn't worth excuse the expression. So I had to consciously learn how to give voice to my feelings. Being shy and diminished doesn't serve you. And so to enable this, I've had to treat my feelings almost as a separate entity and ask my feelings, what would you have me say? My feelings are my authentic voice. Your feelings are your authentic voice. What are your feelings saying right now? What were they saying before you started listening to this show? You know, your feelings want to be acknowledged. Your feelings are fed up of being sent backstage. It's time for them to be center stage. It wants to be front stage. It wants to be voiced. Your feelings want to say what's on its mind. It wants to be heard. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't be emotionally disciplined, obviously. But express them. Don't be afraid to face your feelings. Because, like I said, life is too short for your feelings to not be heard and to not be expressed. So what is in your heart today? What is on your heart? Because I would rather that you express it than squash it. So take time to pay attention to how you feel, as they are an indication of whether you are on track to what you want. Like I said earlier, your feelings serve as an emotional barometer. And when you can communicate your feelings in a positive way with no drama and with warmth, that's when you can become, when you're perceived as a highly attractive individual, because that combination is unusual. You see, one can communicate something they don't like with no drama. And that's okay, because you're speaking your truth. And what's your truth? Your feelings. And I love children for that, you know? They're just so expressive. So start to practice from today using feeling words in your conversations. And ask yourself, how do I feel about this situation? Analyze and speak it. People can feel when you're speaking your truth. It gives them permission to do the same, especially in relationships and dating. People can receive healing because you've acknowledged your feelings and expressed it. And you too. You know, it's time for us to start touching our authentic self, going beyond the mask. Oh, I'm just looking at the time. I'm just realizing that it's that time again where I'm drawing close to my 30 minutes. But what I want to say is, with a silent acknowledgement, that we are all the same, that we give a silent permission to others when we can do that. Now, if anything touched you today on this subject, you know where you can reach me, valerieacampbell.com/contact, or you can always DM me on thesecretvibe.co.uk on Instagram. And I will always respond to your messages. I'm also offering a free consultation call. If you just want to have a girly chat, then reach out to me. As always, I love adding value, and I hope that this has touched somebody. somewhere that you've had that Satori moment, that aha moment, something's dropped in your spirit. So I'm going to leave you with, have a wonderful day, remain in the blessing. And as always, the divine in me bows to the divine.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.